For many, the teenage years are a time when you start to realize the world isn't fair, and life can be tough. Facing issues like income inequality, racism, and violence can be overwhelming. One unique program in New Orleans is helping students engage with tough social issues through dance. WWNO's Jess Clark reports.
Dance instructor Laura Stein is leading a group of about 30 high school students through their warm-up. Stein founded this studio, called Dancing Grounds, in the 9th Ward in 2012. Her students come from all over the city. Some have been doing pliés and relevés since they were kids. Others, like Alexia Morgan, learned in less formal settings.
I started off dancing in the living room. Just dance to myself.
But they're not just here to dance. They're dancing for social change. It's a program where students talk about issues that affect their lives, like poverty, gun violence, and gentrification, and turn them into dance. Today, guest speaker and architect Brian Lee is talking about healthy neighborhoods. The students gather around Lee in the center of the studio.
Got a giant suitcase with a bunch of blocks in it.
Using the blocks, students design their ideal neighborhood based on their priorities: food, education, and healthcare. They'll use the conversation as inspiration for a dance. Stein says it's a pretty unusual way to run a dance studio.
Dance pedagogy is traditionally very top-down, so it's like you have a teacher who's counting off 5, 6, 7, 8, and you have to follow everything they're doing, and so this program in particular is really trying to flip that on its head and say, what do y'all want to create?
Later, 5 student dancers perform a piece for the class, inspired by a discussion from a few weeks ago. The boys swirl into a circle, then 4 of them swing their arms up into the shape of a gun, pointed at Devon Favorite, who drops to his knees and arches backwards. Nakai Bird explained the choreography is based on recent traumatic experiences.
My work, personally, was over a heartbreak that I had recently. Devon was over a girl who got shot in the face not too far from his house. Kobe was about him getting into a car wreck. And Elijah was about him being in poverty.
Like most teenagers, these dancers have a lot of feelings about their personal lives, the angst of being human. Yasmin Hawthorne tries to put her feelings into words.
They're not negative, but they're like not that good either. Those kind of feelings.
After the warm-up, the students get to work on preparing for an upcoming performance. They start out in one large flock and slowly spread out into a new formation where they perform a synchronized routine of steps and slides and spins. Then the music starts. The students are still working out the end of the dance, but they know they want to come back together into a flock at the end. Akilah Sherman explains what she wants the dance to show.
As a community, we should all be able to come together no matter where we come from, meaning different spots in the room, and we can come together and be together and have fun.
This weekend, the students will take the conversation outside the studio with a public performance. In New Orleans, I'm Jess Clark.